We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I will say this. I'm a little concerned. Clint's had a cold that has lasted, like a cold or a throat thing that has lasted mm-hmm. through the winter mm-hmm. and now pushing spring.
Should I have brought a mic cover?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be contagious because I'm around him as much as anybody, yeah. and I'm not getting it.
Pendergast but is here before
his,
me.
So he has had a cough for it's about 5 months. I mean, we need to get this.
But just go ahead and drink some tequila at the event, Clint.
I was about to say, Clint, you didn't have a cold for half a year.
Silly
goose.
What's
going on, big dog?
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta get that looked at.
All right, a lot to get to here, and a lot to get to with the people. And I think right now we gotta have these tough conversations. I don't know if Tyler's ready to have them. I know Brandon's ready. I don't know how many of you all are ready to have them. But folks, we are getting close to the moment where the Astros are going to have to start pulling the plug on this thing and making some real, real tough decisions.
You think so?
Listen, I'm not saying we are there yet. I'm still not where Lopez was last week where he said the Astros are done.
Say goodnight to the Astros.
Now, I know many of you love to kind of revert back to, you know, past seasons of, oh, they do this. Well, this is the first time they've been 10 games under 500 since 2016. Like, that'd be the last time they missed the playoffs. It's the first time they have been under 500 since 2016.
By 10 games, yeah.
By 10 games under. Listen, I'm not saying that we're there yet, but fellas, we're getting close. Like, they're going to have to start making some tough decisions where, for the first time in a long time, that they're not buying.
Yeah.
And that they're going to have to start making some tough. And I'm not talking about easy ones. I'm not talking like, shutting down Abreu, that's easy. Trading Alex Bregman, that's easy.
It costs to be good.
I know to some it may be, but that ain't hard. I'm talking the Kyle Tuckers. I'm talking the Framber Valdezes. I'm talking the Brian Abreus. I like the guys that can really get things back into your farm system.
Oh, my God.
Those type of guys. I'm not saying they're there yet. But
okay,
they are pulling up on it. They are on that exit, yeah. That exit ramp.
It's like
it's coming
it's
up.
It's like when you see that stop sign or that red light and you know to start hitting the brakes. You're not there yet.
I'm not saying
that. But you're rolling on to the stop.
I'm not saying they're there yet, but they're getting close to having to have some real tough decisions. Right? To try to really build for the future. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, so...
No, Tyler, don't want to hear
that. They are, as far as the future goes, for right now, they are screwed for the future. Like, they just don't have a lot.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from with that. I don't think that it's that you're that close to having to have the tough conversations. I think you're just close enough to having the easy ones that you mentioned. I know you went a step further. You said, hey... Shutting down Jose Abreu, that's easy. Trading Alex Bregman, that's easy.
Those are easier ones.
Those are the easier ones. But I do feel like that's the stage where they are.
You think they're there right now?
I think that they are in the stage right now where they have to start thinking and considering, hey, what does this look like? What does our season look like have to go in this direction?
Real quick, let me ask you both this then. You brought up Bregman. That's an easier. And I do think that's an easier one.
Yeah, it's an expiring contract.
Do you look at... If you made a decision on Bregman and moved him as this run to try to get to the playoffs is over?
I wouldn't.
You would look at it that way if you moved Alex Bregman, that like Alex Bregman, like moving Kyle Tucker, you are saying, this thing is over.
Yeah.
Right? Like a big move. But moving Bregman, you would, I don't know what I did there.
Yeah. Can I get that noise again?
That was your sound effect
like
for
a
rip?
Like a rip of a very Chris Berman like. But, I don't know. Depending on what you would get back.
To answer your question, to me, getting rid of Alex Bregman would, to me, signal that you're punting on the season.
That's what I would,
That's what it would signal.
It would not signal that to you, Tyler?
That would be the reason to do it.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, I've gone back and forth the last 2 years before this S show about the Astros possibly trading Alex Bregman. I think that's an idea that could kickstart things kind of back into gear.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If you feel like you got a chance, you're not trading it.
It's twofold. You realize that you're not re-signing them, so you know you're not getting them back.
That's why that's easy.
But then also, the whole reason of keeping them around is for like that last run, to make that last run. If you're not making that last run, or it doesn't look like you're going to make that last run, or it doesn't look like he's going to be the difference in you making that last run.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
Then maybe you make the move. Maybe it doesn't actually mean that they're out of it, but it signals, hey, the difference between us getting...
They're going to spin around and start being buyers if they did that.
No, yeah. the only way that they could trade Alex Bregman and still be World Series contenders is if they were to actually get their head out of their ass the way Justin Verlander actually said. The pitching comes back, right, and they have one of these remarkable turnarounds. But to me, by the time the trade deadline rolls around, you'll have a better sense for what you are. You'll have a better sense for what your health looks like, and that will inform your decision on whether to trade Alex Bregman. So that's why, to me, it would actually signal what they think, that they think that it's, you know, a long shot for them to make it.
Here we go. And that's why I said tough conversations. Those are the easy ones. The tough ones, they are.
The tough ones I don't feel like you need to have yet, because it's not like you don't have anything.
I can see it in the distance. I can see it. Like, to me, if you end up getting to a place where you're punting the season.
Yeah.
Like, if they get to the, if this thing spirals to 15 games under or something like this, I know 15 and 30 is that mark that people, you don't want to get to. I think we got to start potentially having those tough conversations.
But what I'm trying
to get the thing better in the future.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And that's the whole reason why you would do it, right? You don't have much in the farm system. You got established players that could bring you back something in return.
And it's hard to tell yourself, all right, if we just run it back with these guys next year.
What's your evaluation of where your team is at? Is it more unlucky than good? Because if you feel like, hey, we just got five starters that were not healthy for long enough for us to kind of get out of the mud. Hey, is punting on this season the same as punting on next season? Like, dude, just because this season didn't work out, does that mean that what we have in terms of a core, in terms of still having a Kyle Tucker on our roster for right now?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.